resume 1589.
Lloyd.
Lloyd Saunders.
Sorry, wait a minute, my paper's
back up.
Here we go. Conditional use number 1643, application Lloyd Saunders.
This is an application, conditional use 1643, the application of Lloyd Saunders to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a roofing business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.21 acres, more or less, lying southwest of a private access road, 235 feet southwest of Road 299 and 800 feet west of Route 24. This application was also reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on March 9th. The Commission heard comments from DLDOT, Sussex Conservation District. Mr. Saunders was present with his attorney, Mr. Byard. There were no parties present in support or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use 1643 for Lloyd Saunders to operate a roofing and siding business based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use is generally similar to other uses in the vicinity of the property. For example, there is a boat storage business across the lane from this property. Two, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Three, the operation of a roofing business will not generate a significant increase in traffic or noise since the majority of the work will be conducted off-site. Four, the recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, all trucks and trailers associated with the roofing business shall only be parked in the designated parking area shown on the site plan. Two, parking as shown on the site plan shall be provided to accommodate not less than 15 vehicles. Three, there will only be one unlighted sign on the premises, which shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side. Four, any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties. Five, gasoline storage and dispensing shall not be permitted on the property. Six, the hours of operation for the business on the site shall be limited to 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with no Sunday hours. Seven, the existing home on the property may continue to be used as a residence or may be used as an office in the future. Eight, the rear of the property shall be screened by fencing. Nine, outside storage shall be set back at least 30 feet from the property lines. The outside storage of materials to be contained within the proposed 30 by 35 storage area. And 10, the site plan shall be subject to approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. I received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date since March 9th. That's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
Mr. Saunders present.
Gentlemen, Gene Byard again with Lloyd Saunders. There's really not a great deal to add to Lawrence's report. I'd ask Mr. Saunders to stand. I'll ask him just a few questions. Mr. Saunders, if you could come up, identify yourself.
Lloyd Saunders. I live at 31687 Messiah Lane, Millsville.
Mr. Saunders, is what Mr. Lang says is correct? The nearest commercial activity to your property is the boat storage facility across the lane?
Yes, boat storage, yes.
And from your property, where is the nearest residence?
I'd say about 600 feet to 800 feet, I guess.
Is it correct that you started this business as a one-man show 15 years ago, but it's kind of grown?
Yes, quite a bit.
Presently, you have how many employees?
13.
And how many vehicles?
12.
Right. And those vehicles go to job sites daily? They only come back to your property for the night?
Well, most of the time they stay on the jobs.
Right.
Mostly dump small state body trucks. Generally stay on the job, not even saying at the time.
Right. And your source of water and septic, you have a well?
Well.
And an on-site septic system?
Yes.
You've heard the conditions referenced by Mr. Lank. Do you understand those conditions?
Yes, sir.
And you understand that those conditions control what you do with this property. You can't do anything more than those conditions permit.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, what we have is a small business and a small businessman who's really a victim of his own success. He has grown from a one-man show 15 years ago to a number of employees, a number of vehicles, and at least for one person, the pace of development in this county is a good thing. We think the application has no impact on the area, and in its own small way promotes economic development and employment in the county. As a result, we think it's consistent with the land use plan and our zoning ordinances. We'd be glad to answer any questions you have.
Hey, Gene. Gene, the one for the 9.3 acres, and then the other, that 1.2 acres sits within the 9 point. Does he own the whole property or just that site?
Just that site.
Yeah, just that site.
This property was acquired from Charles and Diane Corsi. If you know the Corsi family. And in the commission file is a letter in support of the application as well as in support of Mr. Saunders' business.
Okay. I see there's a right-of-way road. It looks like it goes back. You know. Okay.
How far back that on that lane do you travel from the county road before you would get to the point of Mr. Saunders' land?
Can you estimate, Mr. Saunders, the distance from 299 down the lane to your property?
I'd say about between 400 and 500 feet.
Pretty good height.
Any other questions of Mr. Saunders or Mr. Byard? Let's see if there's anyone else here.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here who wishes to be heard regarding the application of Lloyd Saunders for a conditional use for a roofing business? Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized. We can close the public hearing.
Read the title.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a roofing business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.21 acres or less.
Mr. President, I make a motion we approve CU 1643 with the conditions as stated in the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve conditional use 1643, that of Lloyd Saunders for a roofing business with the 10 conditions set forth by Planning and Zoning Commission. Questions? Call for the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on record recommendation, Planning and Zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes also with the 10 conditions from P&Z.
Dukes?
With the 10 conditions, my vote yes.
With the 10 conditions, my vote yes. Motion passed. Next case. That being of.
Next case is change of zoning number 1589, the application of Douglas Breeding to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C1 general commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, for land lying at the northeast corner of Route 5, also known as Oak Orchard Road, and Delaware Street near Oak Orchard, to be located on 0.45 acres, more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on March 9th of 2006. For the benefit of the council, I pass down the booklet, exhibit booklet provided by the applicants. It's the same booklet referenced in the commission's report. We heard comments from DelDOT, the Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering Department, the Office of State Planning Coordination. The applicant was present with Tim Willard, attorney, and gave presentations. Patrick Miller and Craig Lentz both spoke in support of the application. There were no parties present in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission reviewed it, and Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change zone 1589 for Doug Breeding to change the zoning to C1 general commercial based on the record of the public hearing, and find that the change of zone is an appropriate legislative action based on the following finding of facts. One, the site has been historically used for commercial purposes and the use would be in character with the surrounding area. Two, there were no persons in opposition to the application. Three, approval of the application will allow the continued restoration of the Oak Orchard area including the addition of facilities that will serve the general convenience and welfare of the public. Four, the